Is the customer always right? I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Assistant Professor of Management Matthew Quaid studied industries where employees have to deal with unethical customers and the effect that it has on them.
It's a pretty big issue in lots of different industries. You can think about not only car insurance, but you can think about our healthcare system. There's billions of dollars that are potentially going towards fraudulent activity there. There's a phrase that is kind of caught on in retail called de-shopping, where people will buy a dress or buy a suit and wear it and then return it after wearing it. It's even an issue in governments where people are seeking public assistance programs when they don't actually need it or abusing those privileges in an unethical way.
Quaid found that an employee's repeated exposure to violations of moral principle can have a large impact on their personal life. It can lead to emotional exhaustion, leaving them depleted of energy to perform well in their work, as well as causing friction with coworkers and their families when they got home.
If you have any kind of moral compass or ethical kind of direction in your life and in your work, it's just certainly disturbing to deal with these people who don't seem to have that, or at least in your interaction with them, they're not exhibiting that. And so it's like it feels wrong, and you want to be able to kind of call them out or see justice served, and you're just not able to do anything about it. It's really debilitating. Perhaps the customer shouldn't always be right. How can we equip employees to deal with these customers in a fair way, but also in a way that doesn't take advantage of the organization?
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.